Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and get ready to get weird with it, because we're going to get real weird with it with this great metal band called Weird Wolf and their first song, Ire, Part 2. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. Now, Ire Part 2, that's a hard level from StarCraft, I believe. Am I correct?
Come on, Kirk.
Honestly, it's
been like 12 years since I played the game. So I don't know much about the game other than the lore. So
there's originally two parts to the song, and then
is part one coming out later?
Yeah.
So this is like some stupid backward shit. Like
that's
brand new. We always said we were gonna just make a part three and just never ever come out.
I like not ever coming out with part one, but you can just name it part three instead.
Well, it's too late now. Now everyone knows our secret.
So let's get to know you guys real quick. While we go around, you guys can introduce yourself so the internet knows your voice.
I'm Mike. I yell at people.
I'm Evan, and I like to party.
I'm Kirk. I play guitar.
I'm Brandon. I play guitar.
I'm Nick. I play bass.
I want to party.
You don't want to scream at people anymore? You
no,
want
I'll yell at people and party.
So, how did Weird Wolf form up? What brought you guys together?
The party.
The internet's...
Great party. That's a Kirk and Brandon thing.
Yeah, so Brandon and I went to school together, and we were in a folk band for a while. I played banjo, and he played guitar, and then we broke up.
And they kissed.
And then we kissed, and we got back together.
And we
were both fans of heavy southern bands, and we started writing music like that. And then one Halloween, we invited Mike to come down, and we showed him some of the stuff.
And I spoiled myself and... Yep. Went all over my shoes for it.
And then we showed Evan and Nick, and that was pretty much it. There's not a lot to it. We're friends, and we decided to play music
together. Here's an interesting thing about that, though. The Halloween that I came down and visited you guys, I was dressed as a werewolf.
Yeah.
And sure. I got really drunk at your house playing what game? What was that?
Slap Cup, I think. Dude, yeah. I don't remember that night at all.
Yeah, I don't really either, but I remember you showing me tracks, and I was dressed up as a werewolf, and I was like, this is really dope.
We're going to make a band.
Does that play into the origins
of
the name?
It doesn't at all. That's the sad thing.
Even what's
I wish we could come up with a better...
Origin story.
An origin story than this, and maybe we will, and someone will come back and find this.
Well, we'll just lie and say that is the origin story.
Should we lie?
That one's much better than the...
But I feel like I got to give proper props to
the
wolf mother, Mike Collier.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been a band for going on close to 2 years now. And
loosely.
We didn't have a name for the majority of that. We didn't decide on a name until like this past winter, I think.
Yeah, it was close.
We don't get things done.
Yeah. It's mainly my fault.
These songs are like 3 years old, I think.
They're very, well, the single is actually close to four.
Yeah, they're very, like, there are a lot of, like, Kirk and I, even when we were doing the acoustic folk stuff, we were still writing metal the entire time, so...
Because
these songs are pretty old.
Yin and yang, folk and metal.
Yeah.
Now, what was that transition kind of like, going from folk to metal? No problems there?
No,
yeah. Pretty easy?
They're both just really
a lot
good
of lube.
Guitar, so they don't care.
Well, yeah. So we both listen to, like, basically everything. So, like, it's really more about the musical chemistry. Brandon and I have always written together, so it doesn't really matter what the genre is. It's just super easy to write with each other.
And they're really cute together.
Mm-hmm. what's the Hollywood baby name? Candon or
Candon.
Burke.
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 Burke. No.
Like
Burke.
Yeah.
Now, what's your guys' songwriting style like? Do you have one person that kind of goes off and writes a song and bring it to the group, or have you guys gotten more collaborative since?
I would say we've gotten more collaborative.
It's more collaborative, but
because like
more
I
collaborative.
Said, like,
I was gonna say the same thing.
like I said, like the band kind of formed because Brandon and I had material and we wanted to play it with friends. And as we've gone, like we've written a lot of new material and we have like an album's worth of stuff. It's just we drag our feet on everything. So, like this EP that we're currently working on, which will hopefully be out by the end of the summer. Is super old, and that's all stuff that me and Brandon did together, but like a lot of the stuff that we're working up is stuff that we've all contributed to.
I'll be honest that mainly that's my fault, because they've had the stuff written for a while, but I'm super critical, and I've literally rewritten the lyrics for every song, every single one of them. But we've got all the instrumentals done, all the vocals done on three tracks, and then we're probably going to get the last two done this month or something. So, yeah, probably by the end of the summer, there'll be an EP out. That's weird.
All right, prepare yourselves.
All right, well, let's move on a little segment I have on a show called Five Questions. These are five questions. Feel free to answer them as quickly as you want or as slowly. So here it is. Cue the music. It is five questions. Worst gig you guys ever had?
As this band or as like a whole? As in like just as a musician?
Yeah.
We've only played three gigs and they've all been pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right then, as a musician.
Definitely playing a house show that nobody gave a flying crap that anybody was even there. Like they were all getting drunk doing shrooms and I don't know why a metal band played in the basement. Mm-hmm. But that was just totally awkward. It was like...
Which band was that with?
I was... I believe it was Toto with Josue and Ian and everything.
So a while ago.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Josue got his amp, got a beer knocked on it.
Yeah, literally somebody like broke the toilet upstairs and like flooded it and broke through the ceiling. Like somebody set fire to part of like the carpet. Like literally like it was just like a house party gone wrong.
Yeah.
But randomly there's a metal band playing in the basement too.
I don't know. That all sounds pretty metal.
It sounded
toilet
metal.
Falling through.
It sounded metal.
Fire.
It sounded metal.
It
shit,
sounded.
Shit
but being the actual dude having to be in it, you're just like.
This isn't happening.
Yeah, I don't want to be here. This is awkward.
I think the worst show I've ever played was at Kirk's house. I was like really drunk.
Oh, the Kraken?
Yeah, all the Kraken.
Oh, man.
I was really drunk.
I was playing with
and then I like broke the head of my guitar stock because I was super drunk and the strap fell off and it broke. And when you wake up the next morning and you find your equipment is broken, usually you don't remember anything about the night before. So... Yeah, it was probably the worst show I've played.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, totally heartbreaking.
Mine's really more just like embarrassing. I played my high school talent show, and that's probably enough. Just like
I hope there's
enough said there on that story.
I'm sure there is. It's bad.
I
was bad. I'm still bad, but I'm less bad now.
I feel that though, because literally the first band I was ever with, we were about to play a talent show, and then. The guitarist, who I don't speak to anymore, but he came up to me and was like, "You're not good, so you're not playing this show." And I was like, "Oh, shit." So I didn't play that show. So I guess that's technically a bad show, but I didn't play it, so.
Excuse me.
All right, Evan.
Well, just that basement show that Nick said.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Everything went wrong there. Like, literally, they were charging people money to get in. It was literally like a normal house that probably had like 500-600 people crammed into it.
And yeah, as soon as our set was over, everybody just started flooding in and it became just a random party for anybody to get to. So we're just trying to haul ass, get our stuff out before it gets stolen.
And literally, we moved all the gear out and then... Like within a couple minutes, somebody did something and literally water started coming out of this.
Yeah.
Was it just water or was there surprises?
No, there wasn't. There's no floating candy bars.
I'm pretty sure a girl shit her pants too.
Yeah,
at that
dude,
party.
Literally, like that party was just like if there was ever a good place to film a major rager like music video, that would have been the party. But just being a normal person, like, I don't want my $1,000 equipment. That it was not fun.
Well, all right. Well, speaking of equipment, that brings us to the next question. What has been your worst equipment malfunction while on stage?
Well, I was going to say one of the worst shows I ever played was I used to play bass when I first started playing around this area. And my bass equipment wasn't working at all because back then I was playing out of like a keyboard monitor with a bass. It was stupid. But, my bass equipment wasn't working, and this was back at Sterling Community Center back when they still did shows there. And we couldn't get it to work, so the promoter was just like, just play it, just pretend to play it. And I was like, really? So I just pretended to play a set. and then half the people came up to me and they said, "Oh, that sucks what happened to your bass." And the other half said, "Oh, good job playing the bass. It sounded really good." And after that, I was like, I don't want to do this
anymore. Why do you think bass players, like, either, like, they just don't know how to act because it's like, nobody really is paying attention to what I do
See,
most of the time.
The people that matter pay attention, though.
Yeah.
None of those people mattered.
Other bass players.
I like bass being pumped up loud. And
Well, that double pedal that I was using earlier today, yeah, I was playing a show with an older band, Oberus, and right in the middle of a song that's heavy foot, it just snapped, the left spring snapped on me, and I was just like doing single foot with a fucking mellow death metal band turning to At the Gates, but it was all right. Still, I don't know, haven't played too many shows, or at least bad shows, so.
I'm just really freaking good.
Yeah, you are a little wonder kid.
Yeah.
I try.
Mean, how often has one of us, like, jumped into your equipment, though?
Gary.
Yeah,
Gary,
I remember that.
Ran into my set at least four times. He got wild.
I will do that eventually, but I typically don't, just out of respect, because drummers have to pay so much money. It's stupid.
Well, they're already pretty scratched and dented, so at this point, I wouldn't care.
So you're inviting me to just jump on your stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
What's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
Outside or, like, in a car? Slept in a car many a times. That's not really scary at all. Nothing too bad yet. I mean, there's just these gross places where you're kind of like, there's this sand or something all over.
Pocket sand.
I don't know what it is.
Blunt guts everywhere.
I'm now sleeping in it, and I just have to accept it. But, I mean, that's kind of like camping almost. You just kind of have to suck it up at one point and realize you're going to smell like ball soup, and it's going to be kind of gross.
You're going to get sand in your hair.
Yeah.
And in your butthole.
I think if anything, it's more like places don't bother me. It's more subjected to yucky people.
Yeah, like if you're sleeping on somebody's floor and it's like, you know, it's disgusting, and then, you know, somebody else is like smoking a meth pipe and you're like, cry, I'm so glad I can sleep here for free.
Well,
hey, can you take that outside?
Yet, but... but at least share.
I'm trying to sleep here, buddy.
Come on, man.
Sure, you don't want some meth?
All right. The closest you've come to quitting music.
Every day of my life.
Yeah,
every day.
You know, earlier when Evan was checking his drums? Like, then.
Yeah, and I really didn't check that well, so next time I'll really be thorough.
Well, I quit bass that one time, so we already did that, so.
It's one of those things that I feel like comes in waves where, like, you might go, like, for me personally, like, there'll be, like, a month or so period where I feel like I'm barely even picking up my instrument and I'm just busy with other things. But then eventually, it's just like when you're like, I need to go find some lady at the bar. You get that just bloodlust. Same thing where I'm like, man, I just want to shred.
I just need to get with my bass.
Exactly. I got to get fancy with my true lady, my bass.
The last question I have for you guys is, what's the best memory you guys have together as a band?
Getting all sentimental.
I'd say
none.
leaving a show is my favorite.
Yeah.
And that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we smoke cigarettes outside and bullshit.
Well, like, practice and then just bullshit outside for a few hours. That's honestly the best part. Just dicking off in the parking lot or wherever.
That's literally how most things go. It's like, we play something, and then it's dicking around in the parking lot. That's, like, what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so parking lots.
Parking lots. It's magical.
The highlight was probably someone farted, and I thought it was funny. Like that.
I mean, we don't do a lot of band activities thinking about it, unless we get, like, drunk or whatever. But, like, I showed up late to that Japanese place or whatever.
Well, like, we've been places together, but it's not like, this is band time. It's like,
there's other people.
Or there's
like, one or two of us missing.
Like, we're all a part of each other's lives outside of this band, so...
We're all butt brothers.
Like, the band is just something we do together.
Sometimes.
You know, sometimes. But in terms of, like, our memories together, like, as a band, it's probably, you know, stuff that we've done that's unband-related, which is part of why
going back,
the band works.
Yeah, going back even before the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You know, we've all played music together at one point or another, or have grown up, like, watching each other play. So
I was really drunk one time. I came up to Kirk and I was like, "Dude, you're the best recorder ever." And we both started crying.
Each other. You play like, hot cross
like,
buns.
He's like, "No, no, man, no." And I'm like, "No, you're the best, man."
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. I remember the very first. I don't think it was the very first Kodiak show, but I remember one of the first like just amazing was when you guys played like the Manassas, like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like Signal Hill. That park.
Oh, where the thunderstorm came.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys like summoned the storm and then we had to move in the pavilion and then it was just
and then
violently
then
everybody
the park police said no.
Yeah, it was just packed in there and it was storming.
I felt super bad because the other bands didn't really get to play, but
what, Public Saxophone? Did we get to play? Did Silas get to play?
I feel like you guys were just about to start or you just started and then they were like, shut it down.
Yeah, I think you guys got a couple
We were in the pavilion.
The story of my life is a show getting shut down. Like, that's
what year was that?
That was a long time ago.
Like, 2009? Probably 2009.
Hot damn, I'm old.
Yeah, it was people, like 7-8 years ago.
Jesus.
I was fat. Almost a decade of living in an area where putting on shows is really hard.
Yeah.
Sad.
Everybody's That's why we built our own festival.
Everybody's getting older, but nobody's growing old.
Yeah, they're forever young.
We're not in a pop punk band.
I don't need this town.
Dude, skateboards?
All right, well, let's get some more music going. The next song you guys performed is Cold. Anything you want to say about it before goes out there?
It's old as dirt.
Yeah. Cold is old as dirt.
Listen with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and then I don't want to delve too deeply into the lyrical part of it, but yeah, it's essentially about letting negative thoughts into your head, kind of like looking at like animals kind of getting in your head. So that's pretty much it.
I hope you enjoy it.
Well, here it is. It's Cold by Weird Wolf. Let's go! Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Cold by Weird Wolf. Now,
Weird Wolf.
Let's...
Little bits.
Now, you guys just mentioned you're looking to get your EP released coming this summer, or near the end of the summer. Is there a title for that EP, and where might people be able to find it?
In my hand?
It's called Everybody's Gonna Have a Great Time.
Volume 5. I like that title. Honestly, I don't know. We're probably just gonna throw it on Bandcamp, see what happens. I mean, we're doing this all out of our house. We're not going anywhere special. We're just
Kirk is special.
No.
Kirk's the one that's recording. We're it, so it's special.
We're recording everything ourselves. We're doing all our own merch. I mean, we're just trying to be self-sufficient. So, like, honestly, in terms of like the time, like, there's no deadlines except for ones that we want to place on ourselves. So, like, pretty much the summer at some point. We'll have something done before UMF.
That's what
so I be on the lookout for that. It won't be the full EP, but we'll probably have our single out. So, you know,
so we have physical crap to throw at.
We will have something at UMF for people
to throw at them.
The links, it'll be like weirdwolfofficial.bandcamp.com. You can also check us out at facebook.com/weirdwolfofficial.
Official.
And also we have an Instagram account where we post stupid stuff. I used to work at Ben & Jerry's, so there's some videos from that. And Evan has a really strange sense of humor. So there's stuff from practices and just goofy stuff on it. And same deal, Weird Wolf Official, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, there's other weird wolves, but we think we're weirder.
We're
more wolvier than any other weird wolves.
I think we're definitely weirder.
And we're hairier.
Yeah, we're definitely hairy.
I have enough hair for everyone here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brandon.
Not very hairy at all.
Oh, his legs are hairier.
Yeah, your legs are hairy.
Yeah, the outer leg is hairy, but the inner leg.
just so you guys can get a visual, he's showing us his leg right now, and it's real hot.
It's completely like hairless here.
God, I
soft
wish
like silk.
And for $5 a month, you can subscribe to the video version of this podcast at CISO.com. Again, that's CISO.com. $5. See what you're missing.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Now, speaking of UMF, which has been mentioned, Untitled Music Festival, for those that aren't in the know. Well, guess what? You're now in the know.
No.
What are you guys most looking forward to of this year's festival as opposed to previous year's festivals?
It being over so I can get a proper night's sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say packing up.
Well, pretty much everyone here helps with it, so... over the years, we've had the planning committee for it grow, and people have taken on bigger roles, and I've certainly appreciated it because I'm going back to school, so I know Evan knows about those accelerated summer classes.
Oh, yeah.
So being a geek and doing school all the time runs into the UMS schedule, but then, you know, there's people that pick up, you know, some of the other stuff. Like, Nick's been helping out a lot, and he's been, you know, setting up shows and doing that stuff, but...
I feel like I haven't been doing nothing.
Well... It's all the modesty, but yeah, no, it's, you know, every year it's fun. I think this year, like, it'll be kind of semi-emotional. Like, we're not planning on it going away, but this is the last year it will be in Newcastle because the Calgar family, my family, is moving to a location possibly closer into Northern Virginia, because I definitely feel that. Even though we've had bands from tons of states and, you know, from different areas, the heart of, you know, the people that run this music festival are Northern Virginia people. And a lot of the people that come down to support are Northern Virginia people. A lot of them are Richmond people, too. But it would be nice to have the location be a little bit closer, even though this location is really beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, get it while it's hot, guys. Get it while it's hot.
Take lots of pictures this year.
So if if you're trying to come down and be there for the last time up in the mountains where it all happened, this is it. This is the fifth year. This is the big
shebang.
The big
extravaganza supreme.
Now, you guys also extended it an extra day.
Yes,
we did. Was that to accommodate more bands?
Yeah, it's always to try and get the most amount of music out there as possible. And also throughout the years, it's been, more people have been arriving early and earlier. And last year we had, a ton of people there Thursday night just hanging out. So, the thought was if we can get more bands on, then let's do it. So trying to do Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. Just trying to see how it works out, because if it is a success, then it just means more slots for more bands.
Yeah, logistically,
like more bands.
Yeah, logistically, it just makes more sense. People are more likely to take off for a long weekend starting early, like later in the week, than they are to like stay until like Sunday afternoon, like all the way until the night, and then leave Monday. So in terms of just trying to like fit more people in, it just makes a lot more sense. And it's not like we're doing it all day Friday either. We have like various activities and things that you can do down there. And obviously Southern Virginia is beautiful, but it's a music festival and the focus is on the music, but there's all sorts of other things that we want people to be able to experience. And by extending it another day, we give people the opportunity to be part of that, experience officially for one more day.
Yeah, and I think, adding in we want to make it a memorable experience for people, and that's kind of building the community aspect of it by adding in activities, we're doing stuff like, leading people on hikes. Our friend Anna, who works for the Park Service, is leading a hike Friday morning, because there's always people asking about that, because the festival currently is right off the Appalachian Trail down there. So we've had hikers come through and stop, off their trek down the Appalachian Trail. So that's the one good thing about the location. But and just being in the mountains, it's really out there.
Now, do you guys have any particular bands that you're really looking forward to see? We can go around the room and you can...
Servants is coming
back.
Servants is coming back. I'm super into them.
I'm so psyched. I'm so excited.
And obviously, we just recorded with Mark and
Daycare Swindlers.
And the Daycare Swindlers are closing again, which has always been such a big thing for me, because even before I really played in a band, I saw them when I was younger. And the fact that like these guys that I used to look up to are like playing at the thing that I helped put on is... It's really cool to me. And they're really cool dudes, like all of them are.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah.
I think also our friends in Your Persona coming back.
Yeah. The Jersey Boys.
They're fantastic musicians, and they're fantastic people. So stoked on them.
Great group of players.
Yeah, they kind of have their whole own community thing going up there in Jersey. And so it's...
Sad Fest.
Yeah, so it's nice to see them doing that and supporting good causes up there. So then they bring all the good folks down. And I think that's what this thing definitively ends up culminating is. It's a large community music collection of really cool people.
Yeah.
Close-minded. Close-minded.
Something like that.
That's where I was.
Close people, yeah. Just gathering is very cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Dirty Rick. And then excited to see My First Castle too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're coming back. I forgot.
Yeah.
Super stoked on them.
My First Castle's coming back.
Yeah,
they're coming
Holy
back to do
shit.
One more
yeah.
final show
awesome.
At UMF. And also
probably like my favorite local band.
Also, aren't you playing with Noah now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Kirk's multitask, but he's helping out Noah Kenton, who's playing this year, and Noah got on Warped Tour. And you're playing that with them, right?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Well, yeah, now you get to have that on your resume, so that's cool.
I mean, 19-year-old me is going crazy. Like, it's cool. It's really cool.
All right, well, to let you guys know that are listening, because it's the Monday before UMF, so start packing your bags, but this Friday, July 21st through July 24th is UMF, the Untitled Music Festival down in Newcastle. Go to it now. Just tell your boss, and forget it. I'm not working those days. I'm out. And then you guys have another show going on. The two shows I have to promote are you guys, really.
Hey, man.
UMF, and then July 18th, which is today, yeah, is Castle of Genre, Walkabout, and Weird Wolf at Jam and Java.
And I think Shirt Pants as well.
Oh, Shirt Pants is on there. Yeah. Shirt Pants are,
yeah, they're
awesome.
Fantastic dudes.
Coming up in September, every Friday, is Jam Brew Fest up in Herndon, Virginia. It's awesome. It's run by Jay Burden from Dead Wax. Really cool guy. Really cool festival. Then let me tell you about some open mics every Tuesday night over at the Philly Tavern in Old Town Manassas. There's an open mic. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
every Monday and Thursday night at Epicure Cafe, there's an open mic. All right. Well, we got one last song for you guys.
You're going to hate it.
It's called Jamboree. I actually loved it.
It's not fun to play.
I really like the part about building a rocket.
Oh, you noticed that?
Yeah, I did.
Holy shit.
I didn't even know that.
I liked it. It put space imagery in my mind. Guys, got
I'm wearing
a lot
a NASA
of
hat.
We like space. So is there anything you guys want to say about Jamboree before the
it's
listeners
a beast
hear
it? To play through, because usually we play it way faster than it actually should be. So.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So poor Mike is always like, there's just not physically enough lung capacity for some of the stuff he has to fit in so quickly.
Well, yeah, and you know, I actually drove up from UMF today doing site work stuff, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to practice before this, so I was kind of whispering to myself in the car with other people, because screaming this song like with other people in the car is like, it's pretty rude, wouldn't you think so?
Nah. Yeah. Just scream it at him.
Well, so I was whispering this whole time up here, so hopefully the whispers turned out okay. There's no whispering in this song.
All right, and a big thank you to Mark Ryder and Ken Barnum for recording, mixing, and bringing this
yes,
all together,
thank you guys.
Keeping us safe
thank you,
from
gentlemen.
Godzilla.
Thanks. Yeah, being beautiful.
Wunderbar.
Big thank you to Bias Studios for hosting us. They got lovely facilities. Check them out at biasstudios.com. Be sure to go on Facebook, like Weird Wolf Official, not the other unofficial Weird Wolves. Like Castathetic, like Bias Studios. Check out Mark Ryder Music and Ken Barnum on the Instagrams. Same with Castathetic on Instagram, and Weird Wolf's Instagram sounds amazing.
It's weird.
Hakuna Tati, Sadi.
If you have any questions, inquiries, complaints, or concerns about the show, or just want to say hi, or want to submit a demo for your band to come on yourself, feel free to email us at castathetic.com. You can just look at the little box on your phone or on your computer, however your chosen modus operandi is of listening, and see the spelling. And then that's just at gmail.com. You know, it's the internet. You guys have figured it out if you've gotten this far. So here it is for you guys. It is Jamboree by Weird Wolf. Have a great couple weeks. I hope to see you at Untitled Music Festival. Have a great time. Thank you for listening. Existence with this loud of body possession.